USA Radio News.
North Korea issued a statement yesterday saying that the United States is not holding up their end of the bargain when it comes to lifting economic sanctions on the country. Meanwhile, the United States is saying that the North Koreans are not denuclearizing at the pace that they said they would be. Former New Mexico governor and ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, says this is all the way North Korea handles things.
Well, this is traditional North Korean negotiating strategy. It's bluster. They know negotiations are going to continue. The North Koreans want their own position known, and that is that they want sanctions before any denuclearization.
Firefighters in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency for Orange and Riverside counties as firefighters are battling to keep the fires out of Southern California neighborhoods. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Consumer prices rose at 0.2% during July, with the cost of housing leading the way at 0.3%. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The data from the U.S. Labor Department points to a steady increase in inflation pressures that will get the attention of the Fed to possibly increase interest rates. Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The index for shelter rose 0.3% in July and accounted for nearly 60% of the seasonally adjusted monthly increase in the all items index. The food index rose slightly in July, with major grocery store food group indexes mixed. The energy index fell 0.5% as all the major component indexes declined.
As the NFL preseason gets underway, player demonstrations took place last night during the national anthem. In Miami, Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson both kneeled. After the game, Stills said the protest is taking its toll on him.
Being a part of this protest hasn't been easy. Today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has a bill on his desk that, if he signs into law, would give employees 3 months paid bereavement time to mourn the loss of their loved ones. John Taffer is host of Bar Rescue and an entrepreneur himself. He says one of the things people need to realize is this money from the restaurants and the service industry will come from somewhere.
When people have to reduce their work schedules because of it, so people lose jobs, that's not good. When businesses close because of it, because people lose jobs, that isn't good either. You know, the wage increases in other cities have closed thousands of restaurants. You know, this is cause and effect. You raise the numbers and one of two things happen. Either we pass it on to the consumer, that's not a great effect on the economy, or the businesses close.
Taffer also talks about what he believes can be done to get rid of this entitlement mentality.
It seems that no matter how many more we add, there are people in Washington who wake up every day with a purpose of creating more. So obviously these get votes, and there are elements to our society that will vote for candidates that act in this way. So this is really a very selfish act when you think about it. It's very self-serving to the politician and to getting votes. It's not self-serving to the state. And I travel around America and I see New York State ads all the time.
Yeah.
Right? New infrastructure,
sure.
Lower taxes, and it sounds terrific.
Right.
But then when you look at these types of layers of costs in New York.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.